But yeah.
What were we talking about? I don't even 13 remember.
13 Reasons Why.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
You were like, what's that?
Yeah, where is this? I thought you had told us, but you said it was you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't remember what made me watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe somebody posted it on Instagram. I typically try to watch a lot of the Netflix shows.
Yeah.
Oh, so is it a series?
Mm-hmm. Okay. It's like a series. It's like a short series. But it's basically about this girl who commits suicide, and then she makes these tapes. And each tape is dedicated to a certain friend of hers that is a reason why she committed suicide.
Mm.
It's a dope idea.
It's dope as fuck.
I understand the criticisms of it, but...
There were criticisms of it?
Oh, a lot.
Based on what he just said.
Yeah, people were pissed off.
What I saw was the backlash to, I forgot what brand it was, but they responded to another company on Twitter and said, "Welcome to your tape." And that was the back. Now, I thought it was funny. And at that point, I haven't watched the series yet.
What's the big deal?
So, because they were saying they were using suicide as a joke. You know, everything is very,
okay.
You know.
I get it.
Right. So I was like, oh, okay, kind of cool. So I was like, but that is like where I got onto it and just seeing like the build up from there. And I was like, okay, let me watch this. And I was at work and I was like, I ain't got shit else to watch.
Sure.
So that's when I hit you up. Was like, yo, is it any good? Because I didn't want to really waste my time if the only controversy was that.
Yeah.
So what are the other criticisms that I haven't seen?
Well, there, and I get the criticisms because, you know, there were quite a few people that probably shouldn't have really gotten a tape. Like she was basically blaming all of these people for why she committed suicide. Mm. But there were a couple people where it's like, okay, he didn't really do anything. Like I think he was like the Asian guy. I think he was Asian. Ugh, I hope I'm not wrong here. I'm pretty sure he was Asian. He was one of the football players.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He got a tape and it was like, but he didn't really do anything to you.
Well,
because he didn't stand up for you or because he didn't go over and above to help. Like, he didn't really do anything.
He didn't, but I think I understand that. But like at that moment when so much has happened to you, like you think he did.
That's not fair, though.
Than what he actually did.
That's not fair, though. Like, you can't just be out here willy nilly blaming motherfuckers because you killed yourself.
But I think he could have. Probably, there were a lot of people that failed her.
Right, and you see and that in hindsight, and that's the thing. And that happens in suicide a lot.
Yes.
And I think that was part of the problem, is that show was kind of reinforcing the whole idea of it's your fault, it's your fault, it's your fault, it's your fault, of why this person committed suicide. And that's not always the case. Sometimes it's just them.
Mm-hmm.
So if one of my homies committed suicide, of course I'm going to look back later on and be like, well, damn, I could have helped. I could have done something, but I didn't fucking know.
That's what I kept thinking. Like, they didn't know. Like, high school is rough as fucking shit. Right.
Exactly.
Like, high school is probably one of the worst times of your life growing up.
You ain't telling me nothing.
You know, and that's all I kept thinking about. Like, they did such a good job. You guys
for
have to watch
certain people.
It. For certain people, yeah. Right. Yes. But then you think about, like when I'm watching, I think about sometimes the role that I play in certain people's life. Mm-hmm. And I think about some of the people that fucked with me in high school before I got to a certain point where the roles were reversed, right? Because I got bullied like in like fucking ninth grade, I think. Ninth or eighth grade. That shit started happening to me. And, you know, this like I used to hate going to fucking lunch. This motherfucker would come over and put his food in my fucking damn brownie or whatever the fuck I had.
At some food point, in your
his thumb.
Thumb, my bad.
I only know because I saw him do this.
Put my food in my food.
Yeah, but you saw it. But
let me rewind that.
They don't at home like, what? Wait, what?
This dude would actually come over and he would just fuck with me. He would put his food in my pizza. Put his
kid.
He put
kid. He put what? Say that again.
I'm traumatized. I guess I'm still traumatized from it. This motherfucker would come over and he would put his hand in my fucking pizza or my shit. To get it.
His thumb or like you were showing us your thumb,
but I'm just saying fucking hands.
So he just put his whole hand in
his
shit.
Thumb, his finger, whatever the fuck, man. He just will fuck with me, dog.
So when did you punch him? When did you punch him?
He was big and swole like that motherfucker from Full Force.
I love the reference.
That's a good ass reference.
Only old people like us don't get the reference.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, so it took a minute before I got up the confidence to to just like, nah, dog.
They had a Jerry Curl too.
Oh, you know he did.
He probably did. I don't know what got to his back.
But yeah, but at some point you gotta stick up for yourself, and you know, and I did, and you start aligning yourself with certain people, mm-hmm. you know, and eventually because at they start to respect that, mm-hmm. you know, if you let them get away with it, they're gonna get away with it for as long as they fucking can. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so yeah, man. So watching it, like, I became so engrossed in the story.
Yeah.
Like, and I kept waiting for the next episode and the next yes. episode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And just watching that, like, how all of this just fell apart. And then the dude, man, like, he annoyed the mess out of me. I'm like, dude, like, she like wants you. Like, this is you, dog. Like, mm-hmm. man. And then they deal with so much. They deal with, like, rape and the impact that have on somebody. Mm-hmm. Man, you guys have to watch this. Like, when I went home that day after watching, like, the first
so
six.
So much stuff to watch, man.
I know, but you got this.
Yeah, but this is really good because I feel like, I mean, unlike Ken, I don't think I ever really got to the point of where I'm like, I'm going to stick up for myself. Mm. I mean, I was super skinny, and I was clearly weird. I'm weird now, but I was even weirder then. They didn't just stick their hand in my shit. They would just knock my whole tray over. Mm. And they didn't do this one to you. This was a good one. Looking back on it now, it's kind of funny. I wouldn't suggest anybody do this because it's mean, but when I wasn't looking, they would open my chocolate milk, like open the front and then kind of close it back. So when I picked it up and shook it, it would just spill everywhere.
Oh,
I'm glad y'all think it's funny. But
only because you see it.
I was tortured. Fuck you, Ken. For y'all that can't see it, Ken laughing his ass off.
I don't think that's just a book. I think friends do that with friends.
No, Rod, no.
No.
Rod always put a silver lining on every fucking thing. I mean, I know you dead, but I mean, at least you ain't got to like deal with no bullshit. You ain't got to go to work tomorrow. At least you ain't got to mow the lawn. You know what I mean?
Oh my God. Damn.
No, I'm just saying. It sounds like something that I would have did to my friend.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
You
yeah.
know what I'm saying? Like,
and we kind of do something like that with cans. Remember we would shake cans?
Yeah, but that wasn't just it. That was joking with our friend.
Yeah, that's us.
I don't know why I didn't do a video. Oh, no, I did do a video on this. But no, that was in conjunction with a lot of other shit. Like when I remember the first time I watched Napoleon Dynamite, when they shove him into the locker, I was like, oh my, I hate that movie too, but I was like, oh shit, that happened to me all the time. Like,
really?
All the time.
Well, I guess
all
you the time. Could fit in.
They didn't shove me into it. They would just walk by and just be like, bam, and just keep walking like it was nothing.
Really?
And everyone looks back at those situations, they're like, well shit, you should have just hit him. And you know, you should have just fought back. Nah, people don't understand. Nah, like the girl in 13 Reasons. Sometimes you can't fight back. Yeah. And if you do, it just gets worse. I had, when I say literally, I had literally the entire football team that hated me. Why? No idea. I wasn't the loudmouth like I am now. Hmm. I was overly opinionated, but I didn't talk to people about it. You know?
What do you mean? What do you mean? Say it again.
I was opinionated. Like, I had a lot of opinions about a lot of shit.
Did they know that?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, but they, you know, they might have, because you know what? Yeah. When I was in high school, I was vegan. Mm-hmm. I would wear the animal rights t-shirts. Mm-hmm. I had, you know, maroon hair. I had green hair, all that kind of shit. So they knew I was weird. I was wearing big baggy pants before that was
with
popular.
The chains and
with
all
a
that.
Chain all the way down mm-hmm. to my knees. So I didn't fit in with black kids or white kids. So I got picked on by everybody, mm-hmm. especially the jocks. They used to love to heart check me on a regular basis.
Right.
Bow! Mm. For no reason. So when I look at that show and I'm like, people really need to see this kind of shit that's not a joke, mm-hmm. like Napoleon Dynamite. We laugh and giggle because, oh, it's funny. He's goofy looking. Ooh. But yo, like when you are weird and goofy looking in high school and getting picked on a regular basis, not a fucking joke. Mm-mm. So yeah, like you said, the thumb and the food, I got that. But I also got they used to take Jell-O fruit cups and just throw them shits at me. I used to get slapped.
Kids are terrible, man.
Yeah, they are terrible. They are terrible. Yeah. They are terrible.
Especially in high school when everybody kind of click up.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. and then you're like an outcast. And
yes.
We remember the outcast. And in that show, there are outcasts in that show. And the kids just being who we are. There's the gay guy who was an outcast in his own way, but he still kind of fit in, but he was kind of cool.
Oh, the Bruno Mars looking dude?
Yeah. Which I thought that was a good moment when he referred to himself as a F word.
Yes.
I don't know if we can say that, but
I get you.
But yeah, he said that, and she was like, oh, I don't think you can say that. He was like,
yeah,
I can, but you can't.
I
loved it.
I did too. I was like,
I loved it. I thought that was great. I love seeing like the like the different relationships that they had in there. The different relationships.
Stop it. I'm listening.
With like the black and white, you know, people you know, dating and stuff like that. So yeah. I thought that was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, that was just there's so much like in it to kind of pull out and unpack.
And it's real. That's the thing. It's like people look at that and they're just like, "Oh, it's too dramatic." Yeah, because you didn't live that. Like I tell a lot of people, like this is gonna sound really fucked up, but I've said this before. Like, I'm glad that when I was in high school, guns were not like a normal thing.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Like nowadays. Like, if you get bullied, oh, for real? Okay, well, I get my dad's credit card. I'm online. Bam, I'm going to get me some shit. I'm going to go to the school next day. Bye, you're dead. Like, that shit wasn't normal in 1993, 94, 95. You know what I'm saying? And suicide was not, luckily for us. Suicide wasn't, I don't want to say it's normal now, but the awareness is a lot more open now.
Mm-hmm.
So you didn't even really get that idea of suicide until you were a little bit old enough to see it represented in other shows. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't think about suicide until I was in, like, 10th grade. And I was like, oh, that's a thing?
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, of course, obviously I didn't do it. But a lot of kids my age that were in my very small circle of friends, and the only reason we were all friends is because we were all weird. And no one else would hang out with us. A lot of them talked about suicide.
Mm.
And when I look back on it, of course I can say, well, shit, I should have done something. But you don't think about that until it's over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's why people criticizing the show, it's a little bit unfair.
Yeah, because at that age in high school, you don't have enough experience.
Right.
You know, so you don't have enough life experience to understand when you should intervene or you shouldn't intervene. So, yeah. I think,
and even the guy, when the thing happened to her and he was she went to see the guy at the end, the black guy.
Yes.
And I'm just like, dude, what are you doing? Like, even if she wasn't at that point, like, this is still just bad.
Yes.
This is, like, bad advice. Like, dude, for real? So
but that's what they tell you, though. A lot of times.
Really?
That's what counselors do not understand the nuances of how a fragile young person's mind thinks. Like, when you're that young, you don't really understand that killing yourself is really, that's it. Like, I know that sounds stupid, but you really don't think about that. All you think about is, I don't have to deal with this tomorrow. I don't have to go to school and get punched in the chest. I don't have to go to school and not have any chicks talking to me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And the crazy part is, like, even when she's going through the process.
Right.
And you can see, like when she's doing.
Oh, whatever, man. That
and
was
I'm
tough.
Like, oh, my God. And there was still no turning back.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? So I'm like, how? Like, I know she's been through a lot, but you're at that point where. Mm-hmm. You're actually in the process of doing it, and you still won't turn back. Like, that's not enough to make you turn back from what you're doing. And I'm like, wow, because that would have been me. I was like, oh, nope.
Nope, this hurt too much. Fuck this.
No, I'm good. I'm good. But I'm like, dang, you're still not going to turn away from it. And it's just like.
It's a deep show, man.
Yeah, man.
I don't think it should have got renewed for a second season, because I think that there's some things that should just be left the way they are.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's fucking dead. What are we talking about the next season? Yeah. Like, we don't have 13 more tapes. We don't need 13 more tapes.
You know, listening to this show, it reminded me of this story that I saw on Facebook. And, you know, I'm never on Facebook. I don't mess with Facebook like that. But I saw this story where it was a couple. I think they just started, like, their freshman year in college. Mm. And they both come from troubled past, and they found each other. And then, like, they were each other's salvation.
Mm.
And out of kind of nowhere, you know, the girl, she commits suicide.
Mm.
And the dude, he couldn't handle it because he was like, yo, you know, like, we were meant to be.
Right, right.
You never told me anything. You never told me that you felt this way. And, like, 2 days later, he committed suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, like, super sad. Just for me to read that, you know, I try to stay away from that as much as possible because I start to get in my own feelings when I see stuff like that. I try not to go there, but just listening to the story, it reminded me.
And it's not just her, like, you feel her pain, but you see the pain of others too that are in there.
Yeah.
You know, because there are other people that have pretty messed up stories.
And that's why they do certain things to her. And it's like, it's one of those, and that's what's so good about the show, is that even the villains, you understand them. Mm-hmm. Not all of them, of course, but certain ones, like, I can't remember her name now, but the Asian girl.
Yeah,
I can't remember her name, but there are certain people on there where you're like, I get it. Like, yeah, you did something fucked up, but at the same time, I understand like why you did it. Yeah. I don't know, man. That's a deep show. I think y'all should check it out.
Last thing, and I don't know, like, you know, I told my wife, I was like, man, it's kind of like, because I was like, you got to watch it. And I'm like, it's kind of like a dark ABC after school special.
It's like Degrassi Junior High.
Yeah, and it was like, and you know, I was like, but you got to watch it to kind of see what I'm saying. Like, but anyway, good show. Y'all should check it out.
This last question is from Thomas. He says, hey, DEHH, where is the mic still on, first of all?
Yeah, get it straight, motherfucker. Put some respect on our name.
Address us correctly.
God damn it.
Love the podcast and the channel. I had a question about interracial attraction. I'm a white man, and I find black women very attractive. I was hanging out with my friends recently, and one of them called me out as a racist. He said that I shouldn't care about race when it comes to finding women attractive. I chose to see it as a preference. Mm-hmm. To me, it is no different than wanting a woman with a small waist or large breasts. I don't think other races are ugly. I just find black women stand out to me more. Considering all the girls who were nice to me in elementary and middle school were black, and all my girlfriends have been black. I know that there are a lot of other factors when it comes to race in America, and by most assessments, I will be considered woke to the racial climate and black issues. My question is,
you're not woke.
Yeah, I was with you until you said that dumb shit.
My question is, am I racist for finding black women more attractive than other races? Yeah. I respect your opinions, and I find them to be well thought out and insightful, especially Mike's. Thanks, Scott. P.S. I ain't no pussy. That is my real name.
Wait, what? What
was his name? He wanted to say that was his real name is Scott. You know they do the anonymous thing.
We did that.
So he does listen to the show.
Okay. Nah, man. Like I don't
think you're racist. If you have a preference, you know what I'm saying. Like I don't see anything wrong with that. You know, I think every man has a preference in woman and what he's attracted to. If it's a particular race, you know, that you're attracted to, I don't think that makes you racist at all.
But don't some racist people say it's more of a preference thing? Don't they use that excuse too about certain things as a preference? They just prefer to deal with their people or something like that, or like.
Yes, they do say that.
Yeah,
I think. See, this is one of those things where I think it depends on who he was talking to.
Mm-hmm.
If he was talking to one of these very serious, I hate using that social justice warrior term,
mm-hmm.
but I can see why they might have said that he might be racist, because. Here's the thing. Just because you date black women does not mean that you're not racist.
Exactly.
You could simply have a fetish. Let's not forget.
Yeah, yeah.
And I hate doing this, but let's not forget that the slave master was fucking his slaves all the time.
Of course.
He still thought they were inferior, but he found them attractive.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So maybe that's the angle they were coming at when they discussed this with him, you know, because it depended on what he said. Mm. You know, well, why do you prefer black women over white women? Mm. Oh, man, they titties is big. They ass is big. Mm. I love that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, what else have you said? So if he said other things prior to that, you know what I mean? Like, he may have said some other shit that made them think, well, he might be racist. And then he always pulls the, well, I date black women, so I'm not racist.
Right.
Well, no, you just have a fetish.
Mm-hmm. Right. Because other things go into that, not just the attraction, like it's the personality and stuff. Like, is that important?
So there could
be
other reasons why they're calling him racist.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's what I'm getting at. It might not just be his because you preference. Date women.
Exactly.
It might be because you are dating a certain type of woman and you've said some other shit. Because
it's some stuff he's I'm not putting in the email.
Yeah, I think so. Because I'm gonna tell you why. Because the second he said that shit about, you know, oh well, other people might think I'm woke. No.
What?
No. And that's extremely problematic that you think
that. Simulation.
Exactly. And that could be another reason why they say that.
Yep.
You are not woke because you're dating a black woman,
right?
You're not unwoke because you're not dating a black woman.
Right?
That has nothing to do with anything.
Right.
So I want to know more details. You can't just give me that little bit of shit and be like, well, do you think I'm racist? I don't know, dog. I don't know you. Just
okay,
by
you
that?
Like black women.
Did he say in the email that I'm not racist?
They always say that.
I don't know if he's... I don't recall him saying that, but he can check it.
That's what I'm asking. Yeah, like, did I'm actually say, now. Well,
no, he
I'm
just
not
said, he just said that because of his attraction, his friends called him out as racist.
So at no point he says, but I'm not racist.
No, he doesn't go out and say, he says that he thinks he's considered woke. But he doesn't say, I'm not racist.
Be racist, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like that might just be semantics, honestly.
I think that it could be an issue where he has said some problematic shit and thinks that it's okay for him to say this problematic shit because he dates
man, black women. Got big asses and big titties.
That's
man.
What I like, nigga. You know,
right. Black woman exotic as hell. Look at that shit. Exactly. Look at that, that skin, the way it shines and glows. And
the big old lips for sucking dick. That's just great. Ooh, yeah, that's a problem, dude. Yeah. That's a problem. Yeah. But now if he, because like I had a roommate years ago and he went, I hate to call it a phase, but he went through this period where he was primarily dating black women. He was listening to mostly hip hop and he just was into it because he felt like they understood him and where he was at, because this was in the early 2000s. It wasn't really, like, hip hop wasn't yet multicultural as it is now.
Right.
You know what I mean? So back then you were still kind of looking at dudes like that kind of weird, like, what the fuck you doing? So he was like, well, shit, black women won't do that to me because they understand hip hop culture. And I can talk to them about these rap groups that I like and they won't think I'm weird.
I can kind of fit in.
I can fit in with them more than I can fit in with my own race because my own race look at me like I'm crazy. Now that, if that's what it is, I understand.
Because that's basically what you do.
I was about to say that. Yeah. I was about to say that. So when people look at me and they'll pull the old, well, Uncle Tom, sell out, you only date black women. And you only date white women. And the sad thing is I've tried to have this conversation with people and they don't get it. It's not a situation where I would seek out specifically a white woman.
Right.
I would seek out a woman that's not gonna think I'm a weirdo. I mean, those are few and far between. But the majority of them are white. Because a black woman, I don't give a fuck what none of y'all say. They're not going to look at me and be like, oh, yeah, he's makes sense. This guy.
I don't
to
think
this,
today. I think today, like, a lot of people are a lot more open-minded than before.
Here's the thing. I think his pool is bigger, but it's not much bigger.
Oh, yeah. Right. I think it's bigger. That's all I'm saying. Bigger. It's bigger now.
Like, look, it's more accepting of your persona and style and everything that makes
Mike C-Town. The parts of my persona. So the vegan part back in the 90s, they were like, nope.
No, but now, absolutely.
Because there's black vegan societies and shit. Exactly. Like, it's cool for black people to be vegan. Back then it wasn't. It's the other part. So if I come home with some fucking satanic metal, what black woman you know?
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't care. I've met maybe two my entire life. They're not going to be cool with that shit. And if I say, well, look, I listen to that because I don't care, because I know that demons are not going to show up in my bedroom.
Keisha would be cool with it.
Yeah, she would. But, you know, me and Keisha are homies. That's my homie. Yeah. But no, like, she was one of the two that I was thinking of. Not many black women are going to be accepting of those things. And I know the whole rocker thing is cool with black kids now, but it only goes to a certain level. And I feel like, I'm not trying to be pretentious, but I feel like
they're not really about that life.
Nah.
And you are about that life.
Like, they're not trying to come with me to a death metal show. They're just not.
But your girlfriend now, she doesn't always like the stuff that you're into either, though, right?
But she doesn't think it. She does make fun of metal.
Okay.
But she doesn't look at it and be like, I don't really want to date you because you like this.
Right.
A lot of black women, especially in the South, will look at me and say, because there's been situations where, like, I've worked with certain chicks and I've been like, there was one in particular. Oh man, I was in love with her, bro. And we connected on the veganism part, but we didn't connect on the spirituality part and on the metal part.
Gotcha.
And it wasn't just a situation where she was just like, well, I don't want to date you because you like that. It was like, I can't date you because that is too much for me. And I don't, that's really all it is. Like,
right. Yeah. I got you.
I think people don't really grasp that because they want to think that black people are a lot more open-minded than we really are. We're getting better. We really are. We're getting better.
Yeah.
But we're really not there yet. I don't give a fuck how many Migos wear Metallica shirts. We're not there yet. I don't give a fuck what, you know, patches are on Vic Mensa's jacket. We're not there. I don't give a fuck that Wayne tries to play guitar and make a rock album. We're not there. You know what I mean?
I guess
so. So that might be what he's going through. I don't know him.
Right. It's not enough there.
No.
Hey, look.
Here we go.
Nah, I really don't have much to add. I think these guys gave some great advice. I just know that it's just, look, once you go black, it's hard to go back, man. And that's all. He done got himself some of that black trim. And black, he can't walk that shit back. He can't walk. Black of the berry, the sweeter the juice. He knows that. And he done got him a taste. And he was like, this shit good.
It's a matter of time,
right now.
Hey, Jay. Hey, Ken's
cut this nigga off. That goes right into racial fetishization, and that's exactly
what.
That's
why. I think Mike has a point. He's like, man, I'm trying to put you
in. Don't pull you into the bad advice segment. Don't pull you into the bad advice segment. No.
That's what Mike was trying to say.
So to piggyback on what Mike was saying, you ain't piggybacking off of shit. I've been fucking you off. No. No.
That is crazy.
Oh, man. Okay.
He needs to ask his friends why they actually are calling him racist.
Yeah.
If it's just, you date black women, so you must be racist, then they're being stupid. But there might be something else there.
And it might help to say that you aren't, to actually say that you aren't racist. For me, personally.
You don't need to say that shit.
Yeah, because sometimes when you do say that, it makes me think that you are.
Why, though? If I'm telling you.
Because if you're not, you don't say it.
You don't have to say it.
You don't have to. If I'm talking to a group of gay men.
Okay.
I don't feel the need to discuss and then kind of give a qualifier. I'm not homophobic, guys. But I just want to ask you a question.
I'm saying if somebody's saying that you're homophobic, why can't you say no? I'm not homophobic. But,
oh, I see what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm sorry. I get what you're saying. Yeah. You're not saying preface it. You're saying defend it. I'm sorry. I got you.
Yeah, okay.
I got you. Okay. Yeah, cool. Rod's right. Yeah. So you might want to. Yeah, you're right. Sorry.
Cool. Thank you, Scott, for your question. Make sure you send them to isthemicstallone@gmail.com. Yeah.